It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're talking about finding your tribe, focusing in today on built to belong. Scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. One of the greatest truths about our walk with God is that we were never meant to do it alone. And from the very beginning, in the quiet garden of creation, God looked at Adam and said, "It is not good for man to be alone." That's in Genesis 2:18. God understood that even in the perfect world, with everything provided, that Adam still needed a connection. Now, you and I were created with that same longing to be seen and known and loved. But if we're honest, finding where we fit in isn't always that easy. Many of us have been a part of circles that left us feeling invisible or, you know, even maybe undervalued. And some of us have been hurt by people that we trusted, and it made us want to build walls up instead of bridges. But God never intended for us to live guarded and disconnected. Nope, He designed us as a part of something bigger, and that is the body of Christ. And just like every part of the body has a purpose, every person has a place. And you don't have to fight for your belonging when God has already called you part of the body. The truth is that not every group is going to be your tribe. That's just how it goes. Sometimes you'll have to walk away from circles that only tolerate you to find the ones that truly celebrate you. The people that are meant for your life won't compete with your calling. They will complement it. They'll speak life into your purpose, not drain the energy out of it. Your tribe will be the ones who see the God in you, even when you don't see it yourself. And I had that reminder this morning from Miss Lisa. They'll remind you that who you actually are when life tries to make you forget. And they're going to pray with you through the storm. They're not gossiping about your struggle. And most of all, they'll point you back to Jesus when your focus starts to wander. So if you've been feeling a little out of place, don't lose heart. Because sometimes God has to move you out of certain circles so that He can position you in the right ones. Because there is a tribe waiting for you, one that fits your purpose, your pace, and even your heart. And belonging doesn't mean being perfect, but it does mean being real. And when you find your people, the ones who see your scars but still choose to stand beside you, then that's when you'll realize just how beautiful God's design for community really is. Thinking today on some reflection, who are the people in your life that bring peace and encouragement and accountability? That is a word that I used way too much last week with my friends, accountability. Think on that today. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for reminding us that we were built to belong, and help us recognize the relationships that come from you, the ones that push us closer to our purpose and deepen our walk with you, and heal the parts of us that have been hurt by false friendships or misplaced trust. Teach me and you to be discerning, not only from a distance, but open and not naive. Help us to be the kind of friend who listens and loves and lifts others up, and let our life reflect the unity and grace that you desire for your people. Thank you for placing us in a tribe where we can grow, serve, and thrive for all of your glory. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.